call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and again, no surprise. And consistent with that, I got a postcard. You know, obviously hate speech. I said happy birthday on there. I mean, can you imagine anything more vile? Congratulations on getting an earned doctorate at 4 years old. Did I get that right? This was to James, you know, and of course, close of love, granddaddy. But of course, you know, got to keep that from him. We don't want to have him see that, do we? But, you know, just because censoring mail is, you know, I could see perhaps where Julia could, but when you censor mail on behalf of a third party, you know, censoring mail to your kids may be allowed, but to a third party is a felony. But the other aspect is you have the direct law that says, you know, the custodial parent cannot censor mail from this dad. But I mean, man's laws, they're like God's laws. They don't care. Simply don't care, right? It's, you know, because I mentioned yesterday how things were coming together. And, you know, one of the things I think about, because especially, you know, one of my introductions to this whole Christianity stuff as a young guy, not growing up in a Christian home, was the movie The Ten Commandments. And then, of course, you know, there's this famous scene of they gather there and it's kind of like, look, there are soldiers there, you know, chariots with, you know, not guns and knives, but swords. And there's a whole bunch of water. What are we're not between a rock and a hard place. We're between, you know, spears and water. This is a difficulty here. And, you know, it's the be still and know that I am God kind of thing. And, let me bring that up because it's one of the verses that has been talked about by my friend Chris and I a lot because I think it is foundational on this Jude 5. Because the like the NASB, I've been through this before. Now I desire to remind you that you know all things once for all that the Lord, after saving the people out of the land of Egypt, subsequently destroyed those who did not believe. You know, so save people out of the land of Egypt, brought them over, crossing the Red Sea, and so they were saved, but then he later destroyed them. But you read a more modern translation, only slightly, such as the ESV. Now, I want to remind you, although you once fully knew it, that Jesus, who saved people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. You know, again, it is this, because it really is amazing the day we live in. See, and I've been pondering this. You know, so often throughout history, you hear about people who thirsted. Somebody has a bit of scripture, or we're getting a letter from one of the apostles. Let's go hear what the Lord has to say. There was obviously a drive, and the amount of effort people would put into hand copying these things, sending them in letters or things of that nature. You know, letters obviously were a little more difficult back then, but because when you send a letter back, you know, 2,000 years ago, that was some effort. You know, it was not the U.S. Post Office. And of course, you know, parchment or scrolls or things of that nature. So it was a really big deal, although it was done. It was done a lot. And often, what would you do? You know, we just had this, you know, we had this visit from somebody who brought a parchment, which was, you know, 1 Corinthians. And let me quote you this passage because it just meant so much to me, or let me encourage you with that and so forth. And now that we're 2,000 years roughly from that time, these are found. And it's really easy to get an image of that. And people have collected those images. and people who understand the languages, who can read this kind of stuff. Because again, you know, again, remember, especially the old Greek, no punctuation, no spaces between words. And so, but you take that and you look at it and you say, look, this one was found here. We have some external evidence or whatever that it comes from approximately this time. This one was found there. And you can see a rough idea of the flow of one leading to the other. And you can see then, oh, look, this group from this particular flow has a change in it. And therefore, we can come to a reasonable conclusion that that change is not the truth. It's not the original. And this process is remarkable. And, you know, because again, as I point out, the reason the Jude 5 is so interesting is because you can see where somebody would say, oh, look, I'm copying that. Jesus, wait a minute. Jesus wasn't there at the time of Moses. It must have been the Lord. You could see somebody doing that. And all it takes is one person to do that. And then, of course, the copies that wouldn't know. So, you know, there's no misdeed in those who copy the error. But you have a clear indication there was an error introduced. And, you know, there's so much evidence for Jesus in the Old Testament. It's ridiculous, but I won't dwell on that. But anyway, that was fascinating. But, you know, I said yesterday things were coming together. And I was going to go pick up the business cards for tomorrow. They're not ready. They'll be ready maybe Monday. And it's kind of like, I have two opportunities tomorrow, and I can't use them. And some other things have kind of a similar, not as weighty, but a similar kind of thing happened. And what it reminds me of is the time that Jude 5 refers to, the crossing of the Red Sea, you know, the time of Moses, and they're approaching. It's kind of like, again, we're between not a rock and a hard place, but water and spears. And what do I do? And I think what happens when you get in those situations, the Lord uses those situations to say, look, it's not you, it's not your planning, it's not your great deeds and whatnot, it's me. So when I see things like the fact that I won't have the cards for tomorrow and things of that nature, what I'm seeing is the Lord saying, if this is going to happen, I'm going to do it, not you. And it's kind of like, oh, okay. You know, it really is. It's kind of like, okay. Because I'm feeling the stress. I'm feeling the stress mixed with the confidence in my Creator. And it's hard. But there's another related thing that occurred. Because I mentioned, what day was that? Monday. Because I commented on, I gave you the link of the video, Tara Reid, who accused Biden of sexually assaulting her, moves to Russia. And there was that interview. And I commented on that interview again, which is out of character for me. And my comment was removed. I put it back in. It was removed again. And of course, I documented that. Because again, what I've gotten in the habit of doing, on those rare occasions when I do it, especially if I comment something that may be assertive, I get a screen capture immediately. So I have evidence that it was put in, not the screen capture before you click, you know, issue the comment, but after. So it's acknowledged by YouTube in this case. Comment is there. It was for real. But then it disappeared. I reissued it. It disappeared. Then I put the comment in saying, why are you censoring me? Effectively. I respect this guy, Kevork Elnassian. I respect this guy. He does great work. I think with most things, I'm probably on board with him. So, normal thing, I'm eating, and I watched another thing that he did. It was, who did it? Ukraine's Nova Katovka dam blast. Who did it? And I think he did a very insightful report on that. And so I'll give you that on that issue, but it's not that issue. He concluded this by saying that sometimes comments are deleted and that, he doesn't pursue this that much. He doesn't check this. And he says YouTube does these things sometimes automatically. Not very specific. And I wonder if that was directed towards me. Because because I was censored. And the other response was still there, is still there. However, so he has this new thing. And what did I do? I commented on that video. Because insightful and well done. It was interesting to note your comment at the end that you do not censor comments. Yet your video on June 1st about Tara Reid was commented on by me twice and removed, but not immediately. I commend your reporting on her and offered a solution for some like her with the Shofar Leaks project, which I won't link to, but is obviously a .com site. Maybe the project will become a blessing for some if others come along on the project. Maybe, ? Put that on there. There it was. Got the screen capture. And moments later, it's gone. I reissued it. Same thing. It disappeared. So, there's the possibility that shofarleaks.com, that user, the Shofar Leaks user, has been censored, either by YouTube or by Kevork. So I signed on as Shofar Portfolio, another account that I have. And I did the same comment and added, but then it does not stop there. It appears that comments from Shofar Leaks show up, which I have a screen capture that I can provide a link for, then disappear. Perhaps my account is blocked. Perhaps you also need to block Shofar Portfolio now too. I put it on, got the screen capture, and immediately disappeared. So, what comes to mind is, if it's YouTube that's doing it, my IP address, because I use the Kozlowski.org server to do this. So my IP address may be, okay, you're tagged, you're blocked, you're censored. It could be the word Shofar Leaks is captured and censored. Those are two obvious possibilities that are done because obviously Shofar Leaks is not a normal English word. So it's ways that you can easily capture and censor because, this has been exposed several times. A whole bunch of people have come out and said, look, we have these huge files that have, tables of either words or phrases. When they occur, we do various censoring or things of that nature. That's why, when you look up, do a Google search or a YouTube search or whatnot on particular things, they're hard to find. Because censorship is a really big deal. There's the possibility that Kevork did it. I don't think, I would say that's the lesser possibility. I think it's YouTube. But obviously I have the evidence right there. I was censored. And the irony of being censored in the video, he says, these things happen. So I find this Fascinating. And see, the issue is, I know how to capture, you know, obviously provide the evidence. I know how to do that. That's simple. I know how to get around censorship in the sense of technology that's censorship free. So I can't censor somebody else. That's the important thing. If you give an alternative platform, but you can still censor it, you're not really an alternative. You're just a feel good. You give an alternative, but it's not your platform. It is the publisher's platform, and you have no control over it. That's the objective. The problem is, I'm the technology guy, and I need somebody else to do what I did today because that took too much time. And that's not the thing I'm supposed to be doing. Anyway, that was part of my day. But yes, see, I know about censorship. I know a lot about censorship. In the case of this, when my mail gets censored to my kids or grandkids, that's simply hate. Unambiguous hate. In the case of what's happened to censor shofar leaks, especially when I'm going after somebody like people like this Tara Reid. Again, I know very little of her, just the brief stuff I looked at lately. It's not one of these things I follow, but it's people like that. She's a little more high profile, but I'm trying to get the technology in place for the person down the street that nobody knows about and nobody cares about. And I'm trying to care. And I can't do it alone. I have this desire to scream, and I won't. It's really getting to be a problem. And I'm afraid I stumble. My use of time and things of that nature. Positive thing I mentioned yesterday, I found it's in and it's up. It's online. I'm pleased about that. I put it only on the demo site. I may put it on the Shofar Leak site also. I won't put it on Kozlowski.org yet because I want to make sure that I didn't introduce another problem. So I'm pleased I made some technology progress today, but it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. One other thing. I had obviously a dialogue, and one of the things that was discussed again today was 2 Corinthians 5. And I did, just real quick, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14, but the love of Christ controls us because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, and therefore all have died. And he died for all, those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who, for their sake, died and was raised. So, okay, that's the context. It's interesting that the LSV, for the love of Christ, constrains us. So you have... controls us, constrains us, and so forth. And the thing that we looked up, two issues. One, controls us, constrains us. The word is soon echo. Soon, you know, together or with, and echo to hold together. Literally, to hold together. The definition, first definition, fire definition, to hold together. So, you know, when you look at it, for the love of Christ controls us or constrains us, it holds us together. Because we have concluded this, the LSV, for the love of Christ constrains us having judged thus. But anyway, so it's the love of Christ that is holding us to allow us to do the various things that are described here, which I thought fascinating, because the idea of controlling us, being held, you can see where it's, where the translator would say, all right, that holding controls you. So it was interesting dialogue. But the thing that's, because what we've continued to pursue is this question that, you know, because again, you know, especially as a, you know, young follower of Christ, trying to learn what it is, and it's the idea that you know, sin is the barrier, and you have to confess your sins, and you have to, make a public profession or, you know, whatever kind of thing, and that breaks down that barrier, and you become part. The issue is the cross, you know, it's this limited atonement idea, which is something that has been debated, actually, of the tulip stuff, you know, the total depravity, was it unlimited grace, limited atonement, irresistible grace, perseverance of the saints, whatever it is, tulip, the, you know, Calvin doctrine, which apparently he didn't come up with the acronym, and that was after him, but I think, but anyway, the issue is the limited atonement is one of the things that is debated, and I think this is becoming clearer. No, it's not limited. The atonement is for all, because it basically says that the atonement is for all. So the reason that's important is because the atonement is the sin is a barrier. We can do nothing to pay for our sins, so that barrier blocks everybody. But the atonement lowers that barrier for everyone. But just because the barrier is gone doesn't mean you're going to say, all right, I trust my Creator. I want to have a relationship with my Lord. No, the Lord is offensive. The world hates him. I mean, he says that directly. If the world hates me, it's going to hate you too. He is not attractive to the world. He's attractive to the world only when you make a false Christ, pseudo Christos. You make a false Christ, you build an image of someone who's light and fluffy. But the Christ who describes himself in the Bible is, no, I want no part of him, because what he demands of me is my trust of him. And I don't want to do that. Naturally, I don't want to do it because I don't want him to be my authority. I'm the authority. But in his grace, he goes to some and says, that stupidness in you, that unwillingness to have a relationship with me, I'm going to break that down. It's a gift of God that no one can boast. And he draws you in. And you become his. That is the... But anyway, the verse. For the love of Christ controlled us, because we have concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all have died. So, in that sense, everyone has died to sin. However, and he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who, for the sake, died and was raised. You know, If you have died to sin because of the cross, but are you now alive with the relationship with him? I think that's the issue. Anyway, that was a fascinating dialogue on that, and still working on clarity of presentation and so forth. But the bottom line is, I don't have the cards. I have two opportunities tomorrow to use them. And I won't. I stumbled a bit. I am literally being censored. Probably by YouTube. Because again, the Kaiser Kurios video was censored by YouTube as hate speech. Sound familiar? YouTube and my wife. I didn't know they were the same. Dorothy Jane, please stop. The important thing is grace, grace, and grace. turning the other cheek. There's misunderstandings. You know, the thing with Kevork, there may be, again, out of his hands. And the issue really there is, as an individual, and you have an issue like this. Oh, I sense my mistake kind of thing. Or I didn't like what you say. Would you rephrase it and then be happy? Those kind of things. Because one-on-one, you can do that. But when you're part of a collective, like you are an employee of YouTube, you got to deal with the collective. When you're part of a collective and you said, no, we're going to abandon this man. How do you say, no, I won't, when you're part of a collective? That's the purpose of the, can't say that word, can I? It might be censored. The Shofar Leaks Project. That is the fundamental purpose, you know, to protect the whistleblower, to free the sex slave, and to facilitate reconciliation. Really, my heart is in the last part, and it's probably the least marketable one of the whole thing. Because, you know, again, I saw more stuff about how, was the FSU, the Ukrainian, you know, police version of their, you know, CIA version, of, well, they're probably affiliated anyway, where they have worked with Twitter to, you know, to censor things. And, oh, I got to put that on there too. It's not that the FSB, FSU, whatever it is, they didn't go to Twitter and say, please censor these people. They says, please censor these people and tell us who they are. Again, the Ukrainian government has the government kill list. The peacekeeper list, I think is what it's called. So you see this happening constantly. There are ways around it. Who's got the tenacity and the courage to provide a way for at least some to get around it? I do. And I'm not going to stop until I'm stopped. I'm stumbling along the way, but I'm not going to stop until I'm stopped, which includes pursuing reconciliation. Lord willing, interactions tomorrow will still go well. Lord willing, I'll meet Charles. Talked about Charles. Lord willing, I'll be celebrating tomorrow evening a relationship, a budding relationship. As I described in the modern day slavery video, I would love to find that person who would take over from me because I'm giving him hell on earth. And you need a particular character to say, yes, I want that. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ gave me the abilities to do this. And I'm not going to run from it. I'm going to follow through. I need to find that man. My lady, my wife. It's the kind of man you married. I love you and I want you back.